At this stage, everyone in crypto is familiar with the concept of decentralized physical infrastructure networks. They represent a potential paradigm shift in how critical infrastructure is built, maintained, and monetized. At its core, DePIN leverages blockchains and decentralized networks to create, manage, and scale physical infrastructure without relying on any centralized entities. This approach introduces a new era of openness, transparency, community-driven growth and ownership, and aligns incentives across all participants. While these ideals are obviously important, to see this type of network scale to its true potential, they need to build compelling products and solve meaningful problems. The real significance of DePIN rests in its potential to disrupt traditional models that are often plagued by high costs and inefficiencies. We're all too familiar with slow-to-innovate centralized parties that are often defined by monopolistic or oligopolistic practices. DePIN can flip this on its head. The end result should be defined by more resilient and adaptable infrastructure that can quickly respond to changing demands and technological advances. Though we are loath to develop market maps, as they are often too backward-looking for the stage of investing we do at Compound. In this case, we found a lot of existing research overcomplicates the state of this vertical. To us, at the highest level, we view DePIN through the lens of 6 distinct subsectors. Click each to be taken to their given section. Telecom and connectivity energy compute, storage and bandwidth decentralized AI data, capture and management services. One of the common criticisms of crypto is a cry for more real use cases. Candidly, this is a tired and uninformed argument, but one that is likely to persist regardless. Especially in the West, where existing use cases for crypto are largely taken for granted, we would all benefit from showcasing easier to grok examples for the potential of this technology. DePIN is unique in this regard, as it's one of the best examples of crypto incentives creating real-world utility, enabling individuals to build and participate in networks that weren't previously possible. Most crypto categories are dependent exclusively on the success of software, whereas DePIN places a heightened emphasis on tangible hardware you can see and feel in the real world. Narratives and storytelling are an important part of every technology wave, and like it or not, as an industry, we need to do a better job telling the DePIN story. Despite a handful of sector leaders, Helium, HiveMapper, and LivePeer, for example, there are still plenty of unanswered questions for DePIN as it matures. The core value prop is to upend the traditional models of infrastructure provision and management. By implementing crypto incentives, DePIN can enable greater resource utilization, better transparency, democratize build-out and ownership of infra-fewer, single points of failure, more efficiency. All of this should, in theory, lead to more resilient real-world infrastructure. We believe another of the core value propositions of DePIN is its ability to flip an established business model on its head, specifically through crypto-economic models. There will always be an opportunity to look at specific DePIN projects and cynically view them as simply weaker businesses with contrived token incentives. But this report will highlight that in some cases, the introduction of blockchains actually dramatically improves an existing model, or in some cases, introduces a completely new one. While we have views on it, we mostly neglect the open question of where to build these networks over the long term. Solana has become the shelling point for DePIN, but trade-offs exist regardless of the base layer.